You will hear a woman called Helen Wells talking about her job in a zoo. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hello, my name's Helen Wells and I work at the zoo in the Exotic Bird Show. Actually, most people, including myself, refer to the free flight display as a show because of its entertainment value, but the zoo prefers to call it a demonstration to emphasise the educational aspects. The birds get to reveal their amazing skills as they fly from one trainer to another, sometimes just centimetres above the audience's heads. People also learn about where the birds live, what they eat, and how they behave, as well as the dangers they face from illegal trafficking, and worst of all, perhaps, habitat loss. Huge areas of the forests they live in are being cut down every day. It's a serious problem. We work with different parrots, like macaws, cockatoos and parakeets, but also hornbills and toucans. You wouldn't think it, but toucans are incredibly agile birds, despite that huge beak of theirs. A popular part of this year's shows was when I had to throw a grape into the air and one of the toucans would catch it in mid-flight. It was pretty spectacular. The kids especially enjoy the displays, and we always get a few of them to come out and interact with the birds. They're not all thrilled about having a huge macaw perched on their shoulder. It's a bit too close for comfort, but they're normally happy to have one on their arm, feeding out of their hand. The shows are enjoyable for us trainers too. It's great working with an audience, and I love talking to people afterwards. They're always very interested in the birds and ask lots of questions. So you have to be a fairly sociable person if you want to be a trainer. If you're quiet and reserved, you won't find the job nearly as interesting. You also have to make sure you know exactly what's supposed to happen at every moment during the show, and who's supposed to be doing what and when. There are usually 6 trainers altogether, and good teamwork is essential. If you're not in the right place at the right time to receive a bird from another trainer, for example, then the bird can easily get anxious and even fly away. That's happened a few times over the last couple of years. They always turn up sooner or later, usually on a nearby roof or tree, and they fly back down when you call them. Last month, though, a cockatoo flew to the top of a fountain in the middle of the zoo and decided he wanted to stay there. It took us a long time to persuade him to come down. Apart from the displays, trainers have to carry out several other duties. We train the birds, of course, but also clean out their cages, prepare their food, check their water, and also record their weight every day. If it's too low, it might mean the bird is suffering from some kind of illness and we need to bring the vet in. Training the birds is very rewarding work. You get to develop a really strong bond of trust and affection with them, even over the course of a summer holiday. And because of these close relationships, cleaning out their cages can often be really entertaining. The birds fly onto your shoulder, sing to you, imitate different sounds, anything to get your attention. All in all, it's a great job, even though it's not particularly well paid. I had to work most weekends as well this summer, which I didn't mind too much, but I wasn't very happy about all the overtime we were asked to do, a little too often for my liking. It made for very long days, and I didn't get much time to relax. Still, I'm not planning on leaving the job anytime soon. I just love what I do.